Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The phone number is at Roger JP on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. You know, we're just talking about taking names and marriage and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was reading an article about Dr. Dre. Check this out. This is, so he's in a divorce, right, with his ex-wife. And in the process, he has to get served. And the process server came up to him with papers at the burial of his grandmother, who brought him up, was like his mom.
Right.
How low was that?
Her side is saying
Holy crap.
You know. People are saying that he got served at the casket.
Yeah.
Her side is saying he got served in the parking lot.
Right.
So, either way. You have no soul.
That's horrible.
Right.
How do you, I mean, of course that's where you know he is, I get it. And he can make it difficult for you to serve him, but that is so low.
And for whatever reason, you know, if people in the public were taking sides on this thing, you know, that's a really easy way to make people tilt over to Dr. Dre's side.
if it even is.
Or at least make him say, well, you know what? If she was willing to do that, then maybe he's right to get out of there.
Right.
I don't know.
So Dr. Dre didn't put his hand on the papers. He just stood there and wouldn't take them. So the source says at Dr. Dre's camp that the process server dropped the documents right by the grave site. And his ex-wife's, Nicole, her sources say they dropped them themselves, the papers, in the parking lot. Now, if he doesn't pick them up, I don't know if that counts. You know, I don't know if it counts as you've been served. Don't you have to hold them?
No.
Don't you have to be handed them?
You're supposed to sign for them, like right then, and then they say you have X amount of days to reply or whatever the heck their sayings are. You've been served. But, and I don't know what, if it's in different states is weird or whatever, but I think leaving them there, I think that
that's
counts.
Good enough. To like right in his area?
Yeah.
So it counts.
There was eye contact, right? And the person...
Like, can you throw them at the person? I mean,
the person acknowledged that they were their server for... I mean, that's how everybody knows. Yeah. So I think...
Is there any job where you have more potential to catch a beating other than UFC or boxing than being a process server?
Oh, I know. And this used to be a show. The guys who have to repossess your car.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
That's up there.
Dude, I used to work at a finance company way back when I lived in South Carolina. And so one of the guys who was completely hired, his whole job was to repossess for people who couldn't make their car payments or whatever. And he had, and this is in South Carolina, homeboy got guns pulled on him. And like, this is not, it was not, I don't know how.
I wonder what kind
JP,
of money.
Actually.
I wonder what kind of money those dudes make. You know, because literally every time you go out to repossess somebody's car, your life is in your hand.
I wonder if you get money per car possessed.
But also,
that's how you get paid.
Think about this, and this is me going over to the dark side. If this guy's got no problem getting in and driving your car away, what's stopping that dude from just stealing cars and selling them?
No.
Why not?
He's doing it legally.
If he can repossess my car and just come in and take it, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got keys to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just my car. He's going to have whatever brand car, right? He's got to have a way to get in it and take it.
Legalities.
What's stopping somebody like him?
There's paperwork. You have to wait for them to get X amount of months behind, and then you have to file
right.
You're saying, once he's
given the keys,
you're missing what I'm saying. Part of his job gives him access to keys to all makes and models.
No, that's
of course
not.
Of course, I don't know
about other ones. I just know what I can speak of what I actually saw. The guy that I knew who was his job did not have access to all everything. It was the car because the finance company I worked for financed that car. They have a lien on it. They have it's paperwork.
Right.
And they have for that specific car, they don't just can't say, hey, whoever, give me keys to all the cars. They have to file the paperwork. Again, it has to be X amount of time payments that they were behind. The person had to have been notified X amount of times. It's not just like pasting a note on the door, but like physically talking, hey, we're going to.
How does he take the car?
Do that X amount of cars with a key that they will have access to after they have to go to the DMV. It was a whole process.
Wow. But they do end up with a key, because I always wondered if they just, you know, picked it up and towed it away on two wheels. which I assume works sometimes. It might be quicker.
But if I had a key, you know, the key is, my guess is not for that specific car. The key, and maybe it, you know what?
Maybe
it, I just automatically, almost like a master key.
Yeah, like, you know? Like a Schneider has like a, that people just have like a key.
Yeah, so
to,
maybe they need to go to the car company with, yeah, and then they print up a, my trainer, just like, it took him three, he lost his keys. And it took him like 3 weeks to get a copy.
And they're expensive.
A key, yeah, it cost him $500 and took three weeks for him to get a new key for his BMW.
Yeah. You can't get the... When that one time when I left my keys at a bar. Shut up. And I Ubered home and then they couldn't find the keys anywhere. And then... I called Toyota. Okay, how much will it take? And this is just my little car. It's not like an electronic thing, fancy schmancy everybody has now. And it was $200 for them to come out and make a hole. I'm like, oh, come on, bar, find those keys.
Right. Yeah.
did they find them?
Yeah, they eventually did.
Okay, that's cool. You know, did you ever watch the, you talking about that show, you know, The Repo Man?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the one when they're repoing planes?
No.
Yeah.
Like, oh, really? How do you fly private, away with it?
Private planes. Not no, you know, I never saw them take like a G5 or G6, yeah. You know, none of that stuff.
Like little ones, Cessnas?
But like Cessnas and stuff like that. Like this guy would sneak in there and then just all of a sudden have to take somebody's, like repossess somebody's plane.
And how does he do it?
He goes
in. He, like, takes off?
It's probably.
He doesn't, like, put it on a back of a big truck and fold the wings?
No, he flies away.
Wow.
He flies away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine clearing that with air traffic control and stuff like
again,
that. Quite a thing.
Again, it's a television show.
Yeah.
So who knows
how
much of it is real and how much of it is staged and that kind of stuff. Mm. But the concept was if you bought it hook, line, and sinker, like, that's crazy.
I guess it's good that it's not like the planes, at least, are in a place where they're usually like anchored down and they're in an airport. And maybe the guy comes to fly his plane every 2 weeks. So it's not like it's in his driveway. So you could sit there. Because think about it. If you're going to take a plane, you have to look, make sure, A, there's fuel. So you'll crash. B, mechanically, it's okay. Like, there's a lot of things you got to do before you take off.
Yeah, but they leave
all
that.
You don't just start it up and leave.
They leave all that out of the television show.
Yeah.
The television show is just him
kind
of eyeing it out, and next thing you know, he just walks on and takes a plane.
Does he go to the front of the propeller and hold on to the propeller and go, start it up that way?
I don't remember that. I don't remember that.
Those little planes?
Oh,
that's a fun job.
Mm.
Yeah. So there are certain jobs you could get beat up. Well, that is true. Or shot at.
Right. Especially the plane. Imagine. Chances are you take a plane from a drug runner or something like that.
Who wants that job? That's going to cost them a lot. That's like going after like the bounty hunters going after people. Like, there's certain people that are worth more than others because they're more dangerous or they have a longer record or a violent record, whatever it is. That's another job where it seems cool on TV.
Mm.
But,
Mm-mm.
Nah, I don't think so.
Hey, Monica, I got a legitimate question for the Mexican girl on the show.
Hey, that's me.
Okay. Wow. I just ate lunch.
What? Okay.
What is the difference between...
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You cook Mexican food all the time, don't you?
Oh, it hurts. I'm afraid I'm going to fail some test.
This is not racist by any stretch of the imagination. I'm asking the Mexican girl who makes Mexican food a question about Mexican food.
Okay. Fair.
Is an enchilada just a burrito with sauce on top?
No. I mean, well, not in Mexican food, like with my family and stuff. But like if you go to, specifically Taco Bell, but if you go to like a sit-down restaurant or whatever, there ain't going to be a lot of differences. I think the sauce on top will be different. You'll have enchilada sauce versus, I guess, in a burrito.
Burrito
you
has
any
no
sauce.
Yeah,
I think that would be
See? Simple question.
But in reality, no. In reality, they're too when you would never confuse a burrito with an enchilada.
How is that possible? Explain it to me.
Just so many different things. A burrito is, in essence, for my family anyway, and my Mexican growing up, is in essence beans wrapped in a tortilla. Some people like cheese. I don't like melted cheese. Maybe some beef in there. Beef and bean or bean in it. You wrap it up and that's a burrito.
It's handheld.
Yes. Yes, and a tortilla, and that's it. An enchilada is a whole process. It takes hours and hours to make, and there's potatoes and peas and hamburger and cheese and onion, and there's a sauce that takes forever to make, too, and then you have to dip the tortilla. It's a whole process. It takes hours, and my grandma would make them by the, like, multiple dozens because she wasn't going to do that again anytime soon.
So you're saying what I'm being sold as an enchilada is Lies.
Yeah, you're white. You don't know. Kidding. Kidding.
Joking.
Little joke. Joking.
Okay. Stop it. Nobody cares.
I'm offended you didn't ask the white Irish Canadian guy because, I mean, you're assuming I don't know. I think that's offensive.
You don't know.
Stereotyping.
You had no idea. You were sitting there.
I clearly could have said.
You were eagerly awaiting.
It is kind of like that, yeah.
The same answer I was eagerly awaiting.
Yeah, no.
But do you, let's ask the question to you then. Do you notice if you're in a mood, and not Taco Bell, but like in a sit-down restaurant, if you're in the mood for an enchilada and you order that, or in the mood for a burrito and you order that, do you notice the difference?
Yes.
Okay.
The difference I notice is, I think the vessel is the same. It's food wrapped in a tortilla. That's the same. The enchilada, yes, has sauce on it and is in a plate, and you're supposed to eat it with a fork and knife as opposed to a burrito being handheld.
That's interesting.
However, what I found is the majority of the time, especially if I'm in a restaurant, the enchilada is thinner.
Really?
Like it's not packed.
It's not
packed as fat as a burrito would be. It would be thinner and usually...
Oh, and you get multiple.
And usually you'll get multiple.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I find it covered with cheese and sauce, and it comes with something else, too.
If I had to compare an enchilada... to something Italian, it would be manicotti.
Right.
Correct.
Manicot?
Manicot.
Manicotti.
You people would say manicotti, but it's manicotti. In that case, it's like a crepe filled with cheese and usually with sauce on top and melted cheese. What's an enchilada? Usually sauce on top, melted cheese in a Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Same things.
Definitely my
just
go-to.
Different. Just different stuffing. Same concept.
Man, now I want a real enchilada.
So
you're
bad.
You're going to make me make
I'm picturing
enchiladas.
The plate.
There you go.
I'm picturing the plate with the enchilada, the cheese and sauce, the cheese melted on top, the rice and beans. That whole plate is goodness.
That's the thing. There are no beans in an enchilada, like inside of it. Like you'll have
correct.
It on the side. But to me, a burrito is beans and enchilada has nothing.
But it's the same kind of concept.
They're both
food wrapped in a tortilla. One's handheld and one's laying a plate.
I want Mexican food.
See?
I like with the full dinner, you get the beans, and you're right. It's on the plate, and it's like a bean pond.
Ladies and gentlemen.
God, I love that.
And that's one to grow on, kids.
Do you feel like you learned about a different culture today?
What I did was reinforce what I had already thought.
Oh, did I help?
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, well,
there you go.
Yay.
Two opposing sides helping each other come to a conclusion with no fighting.
Coming up next, I'm going to reach out to the gay community.
Oh, no.
And I really am. And I'm coming from a place of.
Oh, no. Don't.
I'm gay. No, it's not a bad thing. It's a medical thing that I'm curious about. I could be completely out of my mind, and I don't mean to be. It's a genuine question.
All right.
I'll explain next.
Roger
we used
JP.
To do guys, just guys. Paige and Frico Suave, if you're out there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.